gentlemen.
Hooray!
We present from the City Varieties Leeds a cascading comedic cornucopia.
Whoa!
Of scintillatingly satirical sagacity.
Whoa!
Perpetrated by players of perplexing propensity.
Whoa!
Roy, what does all that mean?
It means we're back with the same old rubbish. Play the music! Thank you very much indeed, folks, and welcome to the show. Yes, the show that does for the news what mad cows do for burger bars. And we all know who's the happiest man in Britain this week, don't we, eh? Yes, Colonel Sanders. But we're back for our 40th series. 21 years of headlines. Well over 30,000 smutty, vulgar and offensive topical jokes, poking fun at politicians and celebrities. And that's just this week, folks. Well, poor old Frank Bruno took a hammering in Las Vegas, didn't he, eh? Dear, oh dear. The only man who could go more than three rounds with Mike Tyson at the moment is Jim McDonald, isn't it? But lots has been happening while we've been away, eh? I hear that someone called John Major, whoever he might be, wants every large town in England and Wales to have a new grammar school. So every Labour MP in the country will have somewhere to send their kids. Oh. Yes, why not? Oh, and the Labour Party were advised that shaving their beards off would make them more voter-friendly. Well, it worked for Claire Short, didn't it? And Will Carling stepped down as England captain. Yes. He didn't think it was right while he was still scoring with Wales, you see. They don't muck about in Leeds, you know. Mind you, Diana is said to have stayed calm after being involved in a multiple car crash. Yes, yeah, she exchanged her name and address with the other drivers and her phone number with two of the paramedics, you know. I heard that Prince William received 54 Valentine's cards, eh? They never change those boys at Eton, do they? They really don't. And the BBC governors have announced a tough crackdown on sex and violence. What a shame. Yes. Oh, and June used to enjoy going to their office parties, didn't you? Back to showbiz. The wife of pop star Prince is expecting a baby. Yes. They're going to call it the fetus, soon to be known as the child of the artist formerly known as Prince. Either that or Jeff. I saw in the papers that Gillian Tailforth and Jeff Knights have bought a new house with everything they could possibly need. Landscape gardens, a luxury kitchen, and a lay-by outside. Yeah. Oh, and according to recently discovered evidence, Florence Nightingale was a drug-taking, sex-obsessed lesbian. Pity she's not alive today, really, isn't it, eh? She'd be ideal for a part in Brookside, wouldn't she, eh? Oh, yes, and an American man is divorcing his wife after he came home early one day and discovered she was having an affair over the Internet. He became suspicious when he found a computer with only its socks on hiding in the wardrobe. And what about the 102-year-old man who's just become the world's oldest dad? There's a chance for us all yet, you see. The baby's got its mother's eyes and its father's liver spots, you know. Still with the aged, the world's oldest brothel keeper has retired at the age of 93. Yes, he says it's time to have a rest and put her feet down. Man left his wife this week because she always gargles with TCP just before they make love. He's lucky Cleggies does it during, you know. But the silliest story of the week was about the woman who painted her husband's manhood red because he was having an affair. Well, at least somebody had fun watching paint dry, didn't they? Pull. Pull.
Oh. Philip, don't do that in the theatre. And do stop launching your targets from the tip-up seat.
Oh. If you say so, old girl, I don't know what we're doing here anyway. I just told the coachman to take us home from the airport a different way. Through the city for a bit of variety, huh?
Exactly. And very pleasant it is here, too, although one is a little nervous being so close to York.
Yes. I don't think they'll ever forgive you for making Sarah their duchess. I really don't. But at least it gets us away from Body and Big Ears, doesn't it?
Diana and Charles?
Yes.
What are those two playing at?
God knows.
First he contacts the press, then she contacts the press, then he contacts the press.
Yes. Bally pair of them are responsible for more leaks than Yorkshire water, really. Well, the sooner it's all settled, I think.
Perhaps if they had a talk alone together, they could come here for, what does Diana say, a time of healing.
Oh, steady on, Liz. This is Leeds, not Lourdes, you know.
Mumsy, Pop.
Oh. Edward.
Divine to schmooze with you. It's too, too, mwah, 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 re-gradely.
Edward, how nice to see you, but re-gradely, is that the real Queen's English?
It is the way he says it, I promise. What are you doing here, boy?
Well, you know me, Pops. I'm game for anything theatrical. I've slapped on the makeup for Mr. Lloyd Webber, scrubbed out musicians' pits for Mr. McIntosh, and spend all evening manhandling things in the flies. I did that for the experiment.
Yes.
I know all the old music hall acts. Shall I show you my little tits?
Not in front of your mother, boy, no.
It's very interesting, Edward, dear, but what brings you to Yorkshire?
One's researching one's next mega smash telly project, Mumsy. Yes. Have you ever seen The Last of the Summer Wine?
No, your Auntie Margaret's always finished it before we get there. Blasted. Woman.
My boys at Ardent fancied doing something really quirky on location, and they suggested I went off for a scout.
Yes, exactly. Worried about those boys from Ardent, I really am.
Is Sophie, Edward, dear? Have you decided to pop the question yet? Shall we book the Abbey? Edward? Oh. How peculiar. He's run off.
Oh, don't blame him. The way this family's going, it'd make more sense to skip the engagement and go straight to the separation. It really would. Save him getting into the same blasted mess as the other fellow.
Ooh, love, peace, and agreeable vegetarian black pudding. Oh,
Charles, how unexpected, and what brings you here?
Well, like, one's been chilling out learning about Yorkshire. See, one's got this white rose.
Yes, I suppose you asked it a few questions, have you? Liz, I warned you not to feed this boy beef burgers years ago, didn't I?
And, how are your, difficulties, Charles, dear? Any more solicitors' bills?
Ooh, like, wow, nothing's happening while Diana's on holiday. Like, my wife's gone to the West Indies.
Oh, really? Jamaica?
No, he leaves that to Hewitt and Carling, you know.
One says, isn't that the sort of joke they used to tell in theatres like this? What a wonderful architectural gem. One's always been touched by very old things.
Yes. Knew we'd get to Camilla eventually. Face like a window cleaner's chamois, you really are. Boy, if you want to sort yourself out, why don't you do what I did?
Oh, no, dear. He can't marry Lilybeth Philopides. No, that's illegal. What's your all?
Grandma, you're in Yorkshire, too.
Oh, yes, dear. Just been down Doncaster, Chazza, banging a few sprazzies on the JJs. I'd have a deco at this place.
You enjoyed a bit of variety, Grandmama?
Well, not so much as you lot seem to, dear. Oh, but I still remember seeing that Marie Lloyd George. And, of course, course, being in this place makes me realise just what we've lost.
You mean our heritage, popular family entertainment?
No, dear. Royals who know how to act proper.
What do you mean?
Well, no one's ever going to look back on the way you lot behave and call this the good old days.
My lords, gentlemen, and second row forwards.
Oi, oi, oi!
For your delectation and delight, we present a rumbustuous Rabelaisian recitation.
Oi, oi, oi!
A suggestive, salacious, sporting songstress.
Whoa!
A lady with a rude rugby song. I give you your own, your very own, and your welcome to her, Miss Lou Smalls!
The captaincy of Will Carling has come to a glorious end. He never said die, no never, 'cause and I knew his wife's best friend. His prowess has been the envy of England's red-blooded males, for he always stood up to Scotland, and he sometimes stood in for Wales.
Oh, and did you see that historians have discovered that nursing pioneer Florence Nightingale might have been addicted to gambling, drink, drugs and sex? Blimey, how could she live like that on a nurse's wages? I don't know. So, was the angel of the Crimea really a she-devil in disguise? Hudlines got a bit of shrapnel lodged in its helmet and went back in time to find out.
Damn this war. Damn, damn, damn. I came here to fight, not to lie around in this field hospital.
Ah, you'll soon get used to it, sir. What you in with, anyway?
Well, Private, I'm afraid I wound up with a soft one.
Ah, well, it can happen to the best of us, sir. You know how it is.
Yes, I got on the wrong end of a lucky shot from Johnny Turk. Hit me right in the middle of my reconnoiter.
Oh, painful, that, sir.
Yes, that bullet had my name on it.
Really?
Dashed awkward, as I happen to be called Lieutenant Colonel Sir Christopher Chumley Fanshawe.
Oh. Long bullet. That's
yes.
Long bullet.
That's how I ended up in this place. What a hellhole.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself, sir. Oh, hellhole. I'm sorry. My mistake.
Just look at this.
What?
Flies, rats, filth and fungus.
Yes, your NHS lunch never changes, does it? Never mind, sir. You keep your pecker up, eh?
Easier said than done now. So the surgeon tells me. Still, there's one good thing to come out of all this.
Well, it can't be one of my lines. What is it? Fed up with this. I'm not a good joke for a page.
Being sent to this hospital means that I shall be fortunate enough to be tended by the fair hands of that epitome of British womanhood, Florence Nightingale. She's our finest nurse.
What? You mean four Firkin Florrie, the... Well, I'm sorry, that was somebody else's teeth in, I think. What? You mean four Firkin Florrie, the biggest boozer east of Balaclava? Do me a favour.
Look here, you blackguard. The name of Florence Nightingale is a byword for compassion and selflessness. Where there is suffering, there must she go. Where there is pain, there must she go. Where there is anguish, there must she go.
Yeah, she's a right goer, sir, I tell you that. Nice figure, too, you know. We call her the lady with the lumps.
Lumps?
She's 43, you know.
It's a lump. The lamp she uses to brighten up her patient's spirits.
And to brighten up her patient's all-night poker games. She's won a fortune off us. What a woman.
I cannot believe my ears.
Well, have a word with the surgeon. Maybe he'll adjust them for you.
Silence! Are you suggesting that Miss Nightingale is a woman of low morals who carouses, gambles, flirts and drinks?
Of course I am. Why do you think she's called Nightingale? It's because you can usually find her up a tree in the middle of the night singing her head off, you see?
Incredible.
Well, you sleep yourself. Here she comes now, doing her rounds. And if any woman's ever done the rounds, it's her. Look out.
Hello, boys. It's me again, Florence. I come to make sure you're all right. A Hello, Jim.
Hello.
You're having it off today. Oh. Other bandage, I mean, saucy. Oh, Bill.
Yes.
That's a nasty looking hand you got there.
Mm.
Yeah, better ask the dealer for another one. Anyway, boys, bye for now. See you later. And remember, keep them stiff. Oh, right. You're up the lips, of course.
What a simply dreadful woman. I hope my stay here won't be too long. By the way, Private, what are you in here for?
A strained back, pulled muscles, shortness of breath, drooling, chafed knees and exhaustion, sir.
Oh, bad luck. And I don't suppose Nurse Nightingale has managed to find out what's caused all that.
Actually, she did. I'm her toy boy, you know. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day.
John, you're very perky this morning.
Can't you feel it, Norma? The sap rising, the little shoots coming up.
Ooh, I wondered what it was, beloved.
Time to stiffen the sinews and summon up the blood.
Oh, I love it when you talk dirty, John. Come in here.
Get off. Heaven's sake, Norma, there's no time for that.
Oh, but...
Spring is in the air. The little lambkins frolic in the fields. Daffodils tilt their petals towards the sun.
There's fog in Bradford.
There's fog in... Oh, really, Norma. Where's your sense of romance?
Oh, sorry.
But most of all, the green shoots of recovery are here at last. The feel-good factor is in the air. She's 43, you know. A tide of opinion is turning our way, and all this is due to one man's vision. One man who kept the faith and carried on while all around him faltered. One man who never stopped dreaming the impossible dream. One man who did it his way.
Yes, beloved. Where is Kenneth Clark, by the way?
What?
He's over here trying to get some bloody sleep.
Clark, what are you doing in our bed again?
Well, the old grizzly's locked me out, hasn't he? I thought I might be able to get some kip over here. Fat chance of you two nattering away.
Oh, you should be pleased. I was complimenting you.
Pleased? Surprised is the word.
I was about to say that although you're a fat, lazy, good-for-nothing, ill-mannered, uncouth...
Ooh, carry on, Norma. You've got me going now.
Despite all those things, you do seem to have got the economy right at last.
Yes, Clark. How have you done it? What's the secret of your success?
Buggered if I know. Well, I just do what I've always done. Nothing. Seems to me Lawson and Lamont were always tinkering with things, having initiatives. I can't be doing with all that.
So you're what they call a laissez-faire, non-interventionist Friedmanite?
No, I'm what they call a lazy blighter. I go back to sleep now, it's all the same to you.
Oh, bless him. He's just like a little baby.
Yes, dribbling all over the sheets.
But he is right, you know, John. Maybe if you lot stopped interfering all the time, things would get better. I mean, look at the NHS. That old man who had to be flown all over Britain because your silly rules stopped him being admitted anywhere.
Oh, we found him a bed eventually.
Yes, in an MFI warehouse near Dover. And look, we must have Virginia Bottomley.
Oh, yes, we must, we must.
Well, does she have to keep turning up everywhere, swanning around at the League Cup final like she's royalty?
That shows how much you know, Norma. Actually, Leeds have offered to buy her from us.
Really? Why?
Well, apparently Tony Yeboah needs a right winger who can put across a load of balls. And that's something she's always done supremely well, I must say.
All right, then, what about Gummer? You could get rid of him tomorrow and nobody would notice.
That reminds me. I told him to come round this morning about this BSE business. That'll be him now. Rather fortuitous, really, or there'd be a big gap in the sketch, really.
Hello! Anyone for a burger? Wizard wheeze, this BSE. Come along, Cordelia. Stuff another one of these down your mush while Daddy takes a nice picture. You don't mind me bringing her, do you?
No, no, of course not. But aren't you worried about her eating all those burgers?
Oh, crikey, no. It's all a load of pish about humans cutting mad cow disease. I mean, look at me. It's not affected me. How's this? I shall carry on eating beef, and so will she, won't you, sweetie?
Mmm. Richard Clegg is now appearing in Veal Meat Again at the Dewsbury Abattoir. Yeah.
Going.
I think Cordelia already has. Look at the mess she's left here.
What? Oh, no. Aren't you going to clear it up, Gummer?
What, me? Clear up my own mess? I'm a Tory minister, for heaven's sake. Come along, Cordelia. Come on.
Oh, it's just not fair, beloved. You were doing so well.
Yes.
Up to single figures in the opinion polls. And now this BSE thing's making you look untrustworthy again.
Yes, the whole thing's a complete disaster.
Oh, well, look on the bright side, dearest. You have achieved one thing no other Prime Minister has ever done.
Oh, what's that, beloved?
Well, with everyone banning British beef, you're the first person who's ever managed to achieve complete European unity.
Right, next, please. Good morning, Mr. Friggins. And what can I do for you?
Well, Doctor, you know I've been worried about this here beef scare.
Yes.
Well, I decided it were all nonsense.
Really?
Yes, and last night I had beef burgers, beef tea, steak, and a couple of meat pies.
I see.
When I woke up this morning... this had happened.
Good Lord. Looks like you've got a pound and a half of the best end, eh?
That's about the size of it,
yes.
Doctor.
Yes. Just a minute while my patients stop applauding those outside him. Do my eyes deceive me, yeah?
Oh. What is it, Doctor?
Well, are those a couple of Yorkshire puddings?
That's right, they've risen quite nicely, haven't they?
They have, yes.
But can you help me, Doctor?
Oh. Let me have another look. Well, tell me, do you have any problems with dripping?
Not really, no.
Mince?
I have to since this happened.
Yes.
So what do you suggest, Doctor?
Well, Mr. Friggins, I'm afraid there's only one cure. Drastic surgery.
Oh, no.
Yes. There's only one problem.
Oh, what's that?
Will you carve or shall I?
Oh!
An Englishman make bureaucrats turn and rot. But who'd call Stephen Dorrell the slightest bit immoral? We've all read our beef's been fed on a diet that's liked by none. But though cows aren't organic, don't panic. So the gravy drips from your steak and chips, but the truth at last sinks in. When you're halfway full of an Ayrshire bull who has fed his next of kin. Those tricks keep our sirloin cheap, but think of it, we've been done. Now mad cows and Englishmen rank nobody's number one. Mad cows and Englishmen, we're creatures the world may shun. As dawn in Dieppe fades up, the French set their blockades up. In Dunkirk, the Belgians smirk, and Germany thinks it's fun to hail our ships at anchor, nine denker. So the Tory line back in 89 was to say our beef's all clean. But they missed the point, now a Sunday joint needs a year in quarantine. Let's take stock, absorb the shock, then ask how the country's run. When mad cows and Englishmen... human. Come fill up a burger, fill up a burger, fill up a burger bun.
Doctors were amazed recently when a baby was born the size of a biro.
Trouble is, it keeps falling down the back of the sofa.
The funeral took place recently of the man who invented nylon.
It was very moving. There wasn't a drip dry eye in the house.
A man is being paid £500 a week to measure and draw the busts of over 2,000 women for a medical survey.
Jammy sod. She's 43, you know.
Stephen Fry is to play Oscar Wilde in the new film.
Well, actually, he plays him for the first hour, then another actor takes over.
Princess Diana allegedly described Prince Charles as a flop between the sheets.
Yeah, she got... yeah, she got fed up of having to hum the national anthem every night.
A survey has revealed that people are least likely to have sex on a Tuesday.
Well, apparently that's the night they like to stay at home with the family, you know.
The Duchess of York has managed to solve all her financial problems.
She's sold Beatrice and Eugenie to a couple of Turkish waiters, you know.
A woman went right off sex after a bath fell on her in a B&Q store.
Her husband says since going there, he's done nothing but DIY.
End of the stock press.
But I'll be back next week unless I'm slaughtered by public demand. Ta-da for now!
Those were the news headlines direct from the City Varieties Music Hall in Leeds and starring Roy Hudd, Chris Anderson, June Whitfield with Peter Moss and the headliners. The announcer was Richard Clegg. Sketches were by Mike Tong, Michael Dines, Shed Parson, Tony Hare, Peter Hickey, Richard Stoneman and Ben Ward and Dave Lamb, Mark Christendon, Alex Paniuk, Glenn Mitchell, Simon Littlefield and Stuart Curry with songs by Richard Quick and Jeremy Brown. Additional lines by J.A. Sinton, Pete Sargent, Dennis McHale, Phil Rosen, John Finch, Nick Thomas, Paul Matthews, Ben Alder, Tim Jameson, John Holland and Tim Maloney, Gordon Southern, Brown Sykes, Jerry Godin, Les Rowley, Paul Harrison, Gary Beard, Chris Worth and Todd Davidson, Ron Pritchard and Robert Lindford.
All of who had desperately tried to shake out of his good old days. Our producer,
Phil Balka.
Your shoes and your trousers, they're wet through.
Well, it's not my fault. It was a bloke standing next to me in the toilet.
Oh, dear. Who was it?
Uri Geller.